Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tony's with us, comedian Eric Myers in the studio later on. Eric's at the Funny Bone this weekend. We haven't met Eric yet. He's been here years ago, Colleen said.
We missed him.
Heard some good things, though. Looking forward to it. Also, actor Dennis Quaid going to phone the program. Petey Mack's here. His blue bracket is up on the on the web. Have you checked out? How'd you yesterday in the blue bracket?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
That's okay. Actually. You got time. The blue bracket.
Don't really care. Just assume you lost. That's why I've pretty much done filling out brackets.
Yeah.
I filled out brackets for about 40 years. I don't think I've made a dollar.
No, I'm not even the money one.
Like I said, never cashed
ours
in.
Ours is just a family one for the kids. But Craig had a good point. Even when I have one team in the, I'm picking more favorites, obviously, because you got to. But I root for the underdog team anyway.
I don't care if I got it written down. Yeah, I'll go for the underdog.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, I was rooting for Loyola yesterday. When they hit that shot, I was bounced from the bracket.
That's uncalled for. No, that was uncalled for.
So we're all stupid.
The blue bracket's on the ESPN Tournament Challenge, and it's in the 24th percentile. So it's not doing too well.
It's not working out.
Well, you know, then I don't have to keep track. You know,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I actually saw the stat computer this morning, score PD. They said that like there were like 15 or 20 brackets out of the like 12 or 15 million in ESPN that went 0-16 yesterday.
Wow.
Did not hit one single game.
See, you should be rewarded for that.
That's tough.
That's tough to do.
Yeah. What was it again?
There were 15 or 20 brackets out of all the millions in ESPN that didn't hit a single game.
That's tougher
than 0 for yesterday.
Wow. That is tough to do.
Well, you know why that's tough? Because it's easy. Well, you know what? There were all favorites won except for one.
Yeah, Arizona lost.
No, Arizona, and before Arizona's
Miami.
Game last night.
And Miami.
Before Arizona's games last night, all the favorites had won. So actually, you've just picked the opposite one. That's actually...
That would be tough, like the anti-bracket. That'd be cool to do, actually. Yeah. I might do that next year. The anti-bracket.
Try to go over the whole way.
Yeah.
Try to miss everything.
Most misses.
Because Arizona was a 4 seed.
Yeah.
4 seed, yep.
Yeah. 4, yep.
Which means... Buffalo was the 13 seed.
Yes. Correct. I just tweeted out yesterday. Yeah.
And Miami is 6.
Yeah. 6
and
11.
And they got beat by an 11.
Yep. Yeah. For people that don't know, Petey's blue bracket is up. I said blue beats any color. Darker blue beats other blues. Bet the house on Xavier right there. Should check it out.
I'd stay away from it.
And we tried that last year, and we forgot about it until yesterday almost immediately.
It's great how that works.
I think that needs to be amended now based on the
it's not.
Arizona-Buffalo.
Arizona's still the darker blue in on their school colors.
Yeah, but
that's the key.
I need to have a line in the sand somewhere, or else I'll spend all day like,
You don't know who's playing. You can't do it while you don't what uniform they're going to wear on the court.
Right. Yeah, you don't. That too, yeah.
But I think, based on watching that game, a percentage of blue in your uniform does matter.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
The darker blue is what matters.
Yeah, so that's a whole other bracket.
If you want to fill out your bracket that way, go ahead. But don't tell me how to fill out my blue bracket.
You have to fill it out for each game, though.
Right. You can't do that.
Right.
Because you don't know what uniform they're going to wear.
That's what we're saying. Yeah.
But then I knew,
The home team is going to wear white.
Blue thing, you're going to get screwed. And sure enough, you did. So we got to rethink that.
No, blue brackets. I like the blue bracket. It rocks.
Thinking would be
I like the blue bracket.
I think way too much about it already. I like Let's not rethink anything.
No, I like the blue bracket. I'm with you.
I have to like Google the colors of Lipscomb. What color is Lipscomb?
I love that you did that.
What color is Wright State?
When I saw it yesterday, I said, this is great research, Petey. Good job. So I tweeted it.
Did you look up Wright State?
Yeah. Looked them all up.
They're green.
I thought they were mostly green.
Yeah. Had to look up any that I didn't know, which was many of them.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
How are you going to know?
And I'm pretty informed. I've been watching the tournament a long time.
What color is Lipscomb?
Covering them.
Green.
I don't remember, but I probably got some notes here.
But we've learned today that blue bracket, at least in the first round.
Lipscomb's playing North Carolina, right?
Gets you in the 24th.
And North Carolina's only light blue.
They got light blue,
Lipscomb must not be blue at
all.
Because they were like maroon or something.
Because they would have
like
beat North Carolina.
Beaten Carolina.
Bunch of maroons.
Yeah, man. A lot of them.
All right, Craig, what's up?
It's Flavor Flav's birthday today.
God, I didn't know we had a chorus of Flaves.
Flav is 59 today.
Oh, okay. I missed.
Damn.
He used to sit in he was in the stands at Penn State basketball games the last couple of years. His nephew played for him.
Ah, that's right.
And I didn't know that going into. I was watching a game 2 years ago, and all of a sudden they just show Flavor Flav at State College, Pennsylvania,
on a
Wednesday night basketball game. I go, the hell's Flav doing?
and
he's just smiling like he does. I'm thinking, and he's got a big clock on too.
Oh, he still got the clock?
Like, yeah, in the stands, he had a clock on.
Clock.
And I'm thinking, and then they finally say Flavor Flav's nephew's on the team.
Oh, gotcha. Now, was his nephew playing with a big clock on?
I was
playing
with a clock on. How cool is that, though? Your uncle is Flavor Flav.
Oh, yeah, that would be
and
cool.
And he's at your game.
And he's at your
too.
Game.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I know. And was it some old clueless white announcer pointing out that there's a rapper Flavor Flav?
No, Flavor Flav.
I'm being told that's rapper Flavor Flav.
Of course, everybody knows Flav.
Yeah.
So it's Flav's birthday today. It's also Wolfgang Van Halen's birthday today. We mentioned that earlier. He's 27 today.
Who's darker?
Who's cooler?
Exactly. Who's Petey's got it.
Okay. Well,
I'm curious on this one. Who is cooler, Flavor Flav or Wolfgang Van Halen?
I got to go with Flavor, man.
Wolfie.
I love Public Enemy.
Wolfie.
Man. Love Public Enemy.
I wrote it down. I wrote it down.
I know. You have the correct answer.
Yes,
the rest of us are just flailing about.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to figure this out. Todd, do you have a guess as to who's cooler, Flav or Wolfie?
Yes, I have a guess.
What is that?
I'm going to go with Wolfie.
I'm going to go with Flav on this one.
Well, see, I would normally go with Flav, but I know that's
it's Flav.
That's not
it's
what
Flav. It's Flav.
What? Flav?
Really?
Flav.
You didn't,
what?
Alex or Eddie beat Flav.
Right.
Wolfgang is a kid. He's a,
right.
He was born into it.
Yes, he was
Thank
born
you.
Into it.
Flav,
yes.
I don't hate Flav.
Yeah, boy.
Flav, yeah, he was.
Nice. I have to reassess reality right now.
Yeah.
Why?
You didn't mention Eddie or Alex.
No.
He's in Van Halen.
No, he's not in
and
Van Halen.
And you hate Flavor Flav.
He's not in Van Halen.
Public
he's
Enemy
in,
is one of the...
His daddy said play bass.
Baddest groups ever.
No, yeah. I don't think Flav should be in the Rock Hall of Fame. I didn't say I didn't like him. He is what he is.
Hype
he wears
man.
A clock
a
around
hype
his
man.
Neck.
He hypes clock. The crowd.
Yeah, boy.
Mm. By the way, any other rock star that actually is a rock star, I would pick. Van Halen, don't hate Wolfgang. I don't know why I have to defend myself.
Right.
Flav is cooler.
He wears more blue. It's darker blue.
Don't get me started on that.
It's darker blue.
Eddie or Alex would have been cooler with
right.
me in a heartbeat.
Michael Anthony would have been cooler.
By the way, saying somebody's cooler doesn't mean the other guy's not cool.
Right.
That's a key one here.
Right.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one.
I knew it was coming. And I'm like, man, don't do that one. Now it's gonna be tougher on me as they get faster.
They are. They're gonna get tougher.
They are
on
gonna
you.
Get tougher on me. Right?
But we're glad that you have the answer and you are able to set us straight.
Because
the rest of us are just flailing about. We don't know who's cooler.
And he was quick too. You wrote it quick. You
oh,
like,
yeah.
Boom.
Oh yeah.
Done.
Yeah, there was no question.
No.
I'll give you a reason.
I should have got my instinct there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're trying to read me too much
Mr. Cool Barometer.
You should just pick who you think's cooler, and hopefully it's right.
That's how you should play the game.
That is how you should play the game.
Because when you do, when it's taller, you don't think about what Craig's going to say. You just think who's taller, and you pick your taller.
Because that's quantifiable.
Well, mine is too. I'm right.
There you go.
If you treat the game where I'm right, like Craig is right with who's taller or who's older, then there's nothing to just say who you think's cool.
Yeah, I forget that yours is a science.
Thank you.
That he's just right.
I know what you're trying to do, and I would do if I was on the other side.
The rest of us are just experimenting, researching.
And we got to do one for
Tyler's
eventually.
Right.
Say
what?
We'll pick a game out for Todd to be the judge of. Like, you know, I don't know what. We'll figure it out someday.
I have no area of expertise.
Yeah, you're a fisher guy.
Yeah, fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll ask some fish questions.
Fish or flesh? Yeah. I don't know.
Who's fish?
Hog Wild Barbecue.
Hog
in the house.
Wild!
There you go.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
The lawyer representing.
Damn it.
Lawyers. Lawyers.
I love that.
Lawyers.
Yeah, here we go.
Send lawyers.
Guns and money. Dad, get me out of this.
Ah!
Yes.
Lawyers. The attorney representing.
I hope you stutter on attorney someday.
That's more difficult.
It is.
Stutter.
You have a problem with the L's.
Yeah.
You start going,
attorney, something like that.
Oh, see, but that's
you don't do it right.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying like you have a problem.
I think
you okay?
I think the T might be the tripping point. Yeah, I appreciate thanks for the concern.
Sound like you're okay. I don't want you having a little problem out there. Push a stroke and push out there. I shouldn't say that.
I'll be
no, you shouldn't.
All probably right.
Bet he's moist on that.
I'll be stroking. Stroking.
She's a bad man. All right, it's Friday. It's also Friday before a week off. Sorry.
Yeah.
Apologize for everything.
To the Jews.
Best of next week. A lot of good stuff.
The attorney representing Stormy Daniels.
Oh. You can hit the post again, Craig. Go ahead.
Oh, I forget about this.
Do it.
The attorney representing Stormy Daniels says that 6 additional women have come forward with similar experiences to that of his client as of last night. Some who he says also claim to have non-disclosure agreements as well. Michael Avenatti is Daniel's lawyer. In an interview on
Lawyers
on Anderson Cooper 360, says that he has not vetted these stories to a great degree, but they're striking similarities between their stories and that of his client, Miss Clifford.
Yeah, you're getting good.
That's right, Craig. Craig and that timing.
That's old radio jocking, man. Craig knows what he's doing, man.
All about the timing.
If you jocked, you can do that. If you're a good jock, you can do that.
He's doing that with no clock either.
These 6 other women also porn stars?
No. Well, I don't know. He just says other women. Additional women.
Once again, it doesn't matter. The evangelicals think you're allowed to bang hookers, hookers and porn stars.
They admire the guy even more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They live vicariously through him.
So what if he bangs strippers and whores? I don't care.
I like the president.
He's a good representative for our kids.
He bangs porn stars.
Right.
And has a little distraction every once in a while.
Yeah.
The president needs a little distraction
in a while. Credibility out the window. Not that with them. I didn't care about them anyway, the evangelicals. But now it's just, you got nothing now. Nothing. Go away. Porn stars are cool. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
A state representative wants to change a sign at the Massachusetts State House that people will giggle about. Democrat Michelle Dubois says that the General Hooker entrance.
What a 2-bit Wichita whore.
I don't know why that.
They put happy hooker.
General Hooker?
Yeah. I mean, there is a General Hooker. There was a General Hooker back in the day. Yeah. And so they named an entrance of the State House General Hooker entrance.
If you're just a General Hooker coming through here, yeah. you're a high that's class what it looks hooker like. Through right. the other place.
Yes, yeah. that's what it looks like. Well, and so it's a giggle. Michelle Dubois wants to change it.
Just put Happy Hooker.
She says the General Hooker entrance is inappropriate in the current Me Too era. She says it's unfair to female staffers at the State House who have to go out of their way to avoid using that entrance.
Do they still giggle? How long has it been there, though? You know, when something is around, you don't giggle as much because it's there all the time.
Well, they do. Then the teenagers giggle about it. Apparently, when the teenagers gather around to go in that entrance, one will say to a female, "Oh, are you a General Hooker?" And they'll make a little.
Is it in the rear? General Hooker entrance in the rear.
It doesn't mention that specifically.
Yeah. Every generation that comes around giggles at that.
I get it.
So every generation, you got a whole
what was that guy's name?
New giggler.
What's that guy's name? What's the Indiana guy? That courthouse name something.
Harry Balls.
Harry Balls.
It was Harry Balls, mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, but they've been giggling about that forever. At least we do.
Well, we do.
But if you're going to the Harry Balls courthouse every day, you'd say, "I gotcha. I'm gonna go." You yes. giggle every time.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I think the deal there was
is it the courthouse?
They tried to get a building named after him.
Oh,
and it got shot down
because his name was Harry Balls.
Right.
Gotcha.
Even though he served the city of Fort Wayne very well.
Yes, he did, yeah. Mayor Balls. You know what? He's the general. That's his name, man.
General Hooker was a Civil War guy.
I'm sure he was.
I thought he might have been a Revolutionary War guy.
Oh, it could have been, yeah.
Since it's Boston.
No, Civil War.
All right.
Yeah.
And apparently there is a rumor or, a story that says that's how Hookers got their name. It's from hanging around General Hooker's clan. But apparently that's not true. It actually comes from even long before
They should have named the entrance when he was a major. Major Hooker's on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the whole Hooker family they named them after.
You can't change that. That's his name. You can't change that.
The best one is when he was Private Hooker. You like your Private Hooker.
Oh, guy. Yeah.
Whenever I saw my team.
Private Hooker entrance on the other side.
Great song. I'm a Private Hooker.
Hooker for money.
That was a great song.
Do what you want me to do.
What a two-bit Wichita whore.
Sorry, I just had to play that this morning.
Thank you. Well, we may have been alerted too late to this, but potential good news, Anderson Cooper may be on the market.
Oh. Who was he dating?
Benjamin Mysani or something. I don't know how to say his name. A nightclub mogul.
Oh.
Bend over.
So he was a prominent guy. In his field.
In his field.
Oh, okay.
Anderson has released a statement confirming that he and the boyfriend had separated as boyfriends some time ago. They remain the best of friends and will continue to share much of their lives together.
Shy to me.
Apologize completely for that.
Sodomy buddies.
I like Anderson Cooper. He's got a house in Bali somewhere. It looks pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah. So you get a trip to Bali, Craig. Mm-hmm. You might have to have sex with him for that, but...
He might be. Cooper has been seen with a Dallas doctor named Victor Lopez.
Yeah, he's got more than you do. Then
yes, he does. If he's got anything.
Well, first of all, this doctor's probably gay. I'm sure Anderson wants a gay guy. And you're not.
He's got that going for him.
He does have that going for him.
Success, money, and the whole gay thing.
Right.
Yeah. But you
goal oriented and whatnot.
Yeah. Loves to travel,
and Anderson Cooper's money.
Yeah.
But if he's a doctor, he's got his own little few bucks, right?
Yeah. An addendum to a story that we've done before.
Oh, they do have direct flights from Dallas to Bali,
too.
So that may be why he's hooking up with the Dallas doctor. Mm-hmm.
You may remember the Spann family, the Oklahoma Spanns.
Mm-hmm.
45-year-old Patricia Ann Spann pleaded guilty to the felony offense of incest.
Oh, yeah.
And admitted marrying her biological daughter 26-year-old Misty Velvet Dawn Span.
This is a follow-up.
Yes, it is.
Misty they named Velvet
Dawn. You are, if you're a baby and somebody names you Misty Velvet, you have no shot
in life. No chance in
life.
Hell. No.
The mother lost custody of her kids reunited with her daughter back in 2014. They got married in March of 2016 after same-sex marriage became legal in the state. You may remember that
incest
Patricia Ann, the 45-year-old Patricia Ann, had previously wed her son, who was 18 years old at the time.
Obviously, that mom is bisexual.
That marriage got annulled on incest charges.
Don't think about it. Don't think too deep about it, but obviously mom is bisexual.
Yeah.
The married mother and daughter were discovered by the Department of Human Services during a child welfare checkup. Misty Span had the marriage annulled in October last year after arguing that she had been fraudulently induced into it. She said her mother had lied about consulting three separate attorneys who advised that there would be no problems with the marriage. They thought the union was legal
because
since the mom was
legal.
Not listed as the biological mom on the daughter's birth certificate.
Now, she married her son first?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
When she was straight.
Is there any tension among the exes since they have to live in the same house?
What, like I
keep it in the family, man.
Mom likes me best? That's gross as hell right now.
So mom pleaded guilty to incest, was given 10 years of probation, has to
undergo
counseling.
Mom, who's better in bed? They made that argument. Who's better in bed, mom?
Ew.
You don't want to hear that. You'll hear the kids from the other room yelling that.
Yeah, well, mom married me first.
Both of you get naked and sit on the couch.
Oh, Petey. Petey.
Oh, that's too far.
Oh.
I'll be in there when I'm done making this meatloaf.
We'll settle this once and for all. We'll settle this.
My goodness.
Oh, that's gross.
Guys.
Everything about it.
I gotta head out.
You gotta go.
No, I don't, because I'm off today because I'm watching basketball.
You're off today?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You're hanging with us.
I'm hanging.
Cool. Tony, stay
with us.
Okay,
Mr. P.
Yes, you're allowed to stay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we got room.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Leave him there. Leave him there.
Ow.
And get naked. We're gonna decide this rights and for all.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.